just shall flourish like the palm tree. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Reverend Fathers, dear faithful, today we celebrate the Feast of St. Isidore. St. Isidore is our patron, the patron of the Church. And so we wanted to have the proper solemnity in honor of our patron by having a solemn Mass, especially with Father Harbour being new. I thought it would be fitting for him to be the celebrant of this solemn Mass. And it is good for us then to just try to think about our patron. With any of the saints, we always have to look to them as examples to us. We have to try to find the different ways that through the practice of the virtues, through the gifts that God has given to them, of how then they were pleasing to God, and then to try to apply that to our own life, our own state. And when St. Isidore, he was one that was humble, but then also one that was faithful to his duty of state. And that is a thing that I think marks St. Isidore's life, was one, just the willingness for him to do his duty of state. He was a farmer, and simply just trying to fulfill that by being faithful to, in a sense, the vocation that God had given to him. That is how he reached his sanctity then. And so for us, very clearly, I think then it is one saint that we can all take from that, because all of us have a duty of state at this point. Every single one of us can follow that example, and granted, through his faithfulness to his duty of state, marvelous things happened in the farming, the different things that he was doing, different miracles, but that was because of his faithfulness to his duty of state. And so that is a thing that I think then with the saints, as I say, that we have to try to take from them the practice of their virtues, of trying to see how were they pleasing to Almighty God. And very clearly with St. Isidore, he was pleasing to God because he wanted to be pleasing to God in what God had given to him. God had given him the state of being a farmer, and so therefore he wanted to faithfully serve that, to accomplish the duties that he had to in order to be faithful to it. And so then, for our students, it is the faithfulness to being a student, a faithfulness to being a child of your parents, the duties that they give you at home. And as teachers, it is also a faithfulness to our duty of state. And as the religious, the priest, the monks, it is for us to be faithful too. We have to try to look past the idea that the saints did everything extraordinarily. I mean, when we look at, yes, the overall picture, because they became saints, but we have to try to see that sanctity is something that God calls us all to. Otherwise, it'll be something that is too far advancing for us. We won't try to reach for it because it's too impossible for us. It's too hard. But then when we look at these saints and we see how faithfully they fulfilled their duty each day, not looking to do extraordinary things, not trying to have the miracles or different things that are accomplishing with that, but they just tried to faithfully serve God. And that is where then the sanctity came from. That is how they progressed in holiness, is because of that faithfulness to that. And so that is something for all of us that is obtainable. That is something for all of us that we can reach for. And that is why God gives us these different saints in the different walks of life. All we have to do is look in a book of saints, and we can find the different saints in all different forms of life. Yes, some performed miracles, some did extraordinary things, but then we also have the saints that just faithfully did their duty of state. Day in, day out, as monotonous as it may be, of having just to continue to do the same thing at one time after another. But the saints were able to try to offer that to God, to do it for a love of God. And as I say, that is something for all of us to try to reach for. To realize, yes, we have our homework, we have our class preparation, we have the religious duties that we have. You know, being a mom, being a dad, all these different things that very easily we can get tired of. It can become monotonous for us. We can feel like, you know, I need something new. But that is not where God has placed you. God has placed you in the position that you find yourself today. And through that, that is how he wants you to reach sanctity. It is through that duty of state that you can become a saint. And that is something that we see very clearly with Saint Isidore. And just in a little while, we'll also celebrate All Saints Day. You know, we commemorate all of the saints. We commemorate the famous saints that all of us know their lives. We can commemorate the saints that maybe we have a devotion to, but then we also commemorate all of those saints that we don't even know. The ones that lived their life maybe in obscurity, that they were pleasing to God. And so they reached that final end. They have reached what all of us are striving for. And so that's what I say when we look at, say, a saint like Saint Isidore. He started off by just being faithful to his duty of state, by humbly trying to serve God in that state. And as I say, that is something all of us can strive for. No matter how young we are, no matter how old we may get, all of us can try to accomplish that. And I do think sometimes it's a temptation for us, maybe the devil tries to put it in our head, that sanctity is too hard. It's too far-reaching for us. We cannot reach that. Life is too difficult. The crosses are too heavy. We can convince ourselves of that. And so then we just go through our lives going through the motion. And so that is why then God gives to us all of the saints to look to try to take from this saint or that saint, the different virtues that they practice, apply it to our life. Maybe not in the strict observance that they fulfilled what God had called them to, because maybe it was a special grace. But all of us can look to Saint Isidore and say, okay, well, he humbly served God every day. I can do the same thing. I can follow the pattern that Saint Isidore has shown to me. And I can do that every day of my life, whether I'm in school or whether I'm out of school. And so that is something that I think we have to pray about and we have to think about. You know, when we celebrate the saints and we dress up or we receive candy for it or different things, let us realize why we are celebrating the saints. They have reached the final goal. They have been successful in their life. Maybe to the world, maybe they weren't. Maybe to the world, they seem to be strange. They seem to be, you know, doing extraordinary things. They seem to be, you know, on their own, whatever. What does it matter? They have reached what all of us are striving for. And so they have reached that crown. And so that is why then we celebrate that day. That is why then we celebrate for all of the saints that are in heaven. Because they have accomplished it. They have been victorious. And so it is a fear for all of us that sometimes we lose sight of that. We get caught up with what we want to get caught up with. And so then all of a sudden our goal is off center. As I say, maybe it can be because we think sanctity is too hard. It's too hard for us to try to accomplish. I could barely live day by day. Well, maybe that's the way that God wants you to work your sanctity out. That it is a struggle, day by day. And maybe for you, your duty of state becomes monotonous. Becomes the same thing, day after day after day. Well, maybe also that is how God wants you to become a saint. To realize that that faithfulness in serving God every day is a way to be pleasing to God. And that is why God rewards then the saints. because they have been pleasing to him. Someone like a Saint Isidore probably went out and just faithfully farmed, did his job, did his things, and went back. And yes, maybe after certain periods of time, different things, miracles would happen, marvelous things would happen with his work. It wasn't like he went looking for it. He just wanted to faithfully serve God. And so that is why, then, for us, because it is a first-class feast, this is a glorious day for our church. Our church is named after Saint Isidore because we saw him as a model. We saw him as a saint that we can try to follow. And we must. And so all the more so should we look to Saint Isidore as an example, because it is our patron. He is our patron that we must look to. An example. And so I encourage all of you, every single one of us, to look and to try to see, have I been faithful to my duty of state? Have I just tried to follow what God wants me to follow? Or have I kind of given up because I feel that sanctity is too hard? The sanctity is not what God is calling me to. Think again, God is. God is calling every single soul to become a saint. He wants all of us to become holy. And it is through that, through your everyday life, through your ordinary tasks that you have every day, that is how you will become holy. Because that is what God has given to you today. And if later on God allows you to perform miracles, different things, well, great. But don't go looking for it. Or don't think that's the only way that you'll be a saint. If I can, you know, raise people from the dead. It is interesting, just visiting with my brother, and we were talking about something similar to this, about miracles and different things of that nature. And it was interesting to say, he had brought up a quote from St. Bernard of Clairvaux. The St. Bernard of Clairvaux had looked at it in a different sense. I mean, here you have a saint, started a religious order, but he talked about just the sanctity of life. And he had said it is through the faithfulness of our duty. Through the faithfulness in trying to do the everyday things. And granted, he applied it to a priest, but I think it puts things in perspective. A priest has to say Mass every day. A priest hears confessions a lot. These different duties that he has, St. Bernard of Clairvaux said, well, those are miracles that he performs. So I work miracles. I know you laugh, but this could be part of my canonization process. But he had said, a priest works miracles every day. He works a miracle by calling down God upon the altar that you witness at every Mass that you attend. And he said, you know, also, he said, priests, they bring souls back to life. Because there was the talk of, at the time, of obviously some of the saints being able to bring people back from the dead, actually dead. And he said, well, priests do that. You have a soul that comes in mortal sin. He said, he brings them back to life. So he performs a miracle every time that happens. And so in some ways, it is countless to see the miracles that can be performed from your ordinary, everyday priests that are with you, that I know you have a hard time thinking they perform a miracle. Well, this one performs a miracle. I won't cast judgments upon what you're thinking of the other priest. But that is the thing that we have to realize. God, yes, he can work miracles through any of us, if he so chooses. But we can also see that God can work the sanctity of our soul through just doing our everyday life, just performing our duties, taking your test, doing your homework, preparing your classes, teaching your classes, raising your children, working, if you have to work out in the world or working at home. All of these things are the means that God has given to us to become saints. Because I will tell you, if God gave you your duty of state, that is the means that he gives to you to become a saint. He would have it no other way. And so all of us at this point have a duty of state. Every single one of us do. And so therefore God has given that to us to become a saint. So let us look to Saint Isidore for that help. Let us pray to Saint Isidore that he helps us to be faithful to our duty of state. But maybe the miracle that will happen is for us to become a saint. And that is what we must pray for. And so with the words of the intro to the Mass, that the just shall flourish like the palm tree, is just saying the flourishing of the soul with virtue. The just soul, the virtuous soul, they will flourish, they will grow because of the virtues that they practice. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.